Now, I think today I'll be able to sustain the thesis I made at the beginning relative to King Saul. When we began with him way back in chapter 9, why, I think I gave a harsh criticism of him, and I think that we'll begin now to see that this man, down underneath that exterior and outward veneer that made him look like a king, that underneath he was no king at all, that he's nothing in the world but just a paper doll king, and he's not truly a king in any way whatsoever. Now, we want to begin today here at chapter 13, and I'll read. Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose him 3,000 men of Israel, whereof 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash and in Mount Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin, and the rest of the people he sent every man to his tent. And now notice this, because it's very important to note. And Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistines that were in Geba. And the Philistines heard of it, and Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, "Let the Hebrews hear." And all Israel heard say that Saul had smitten a garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel also was had in abomination with the Philistines, and the people were called together after Saul to Gilgal. Now, my friend, the true character of this man is beginning to come out. We're beginning to see just exactly what kind of a man he really is. And when we get a view of him, we're going to see that underneath, he indeed, I think, can be called a phony king. Now, did you notice, friends, that when we read here, Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistines? Who was it that really got the victory? Well, this man, Jonathan, the son of Saul, is the one who got the victory. And I take it that he was a very capable military leader, because we'll find out that he did the same thing later on of getting a great victory and using a very interesting strategy when he did it. But now, when Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistines, notice what it says, Saul blew the trumpet. Saul believed in that which is not scripture at all. If it is in any book, it's in the book of Hezekiah, along about the 10th chapter, where it says, "He that tooteth not his own horn, said horn will go untooted." So Saul is blowing his own horn, but he doesn't give his son Jonathan credit for winning the battle. He takes credit for it, and he called all Israel together, and he gave out that phony report. Now, you know the army knew differently, those that were followers of Jonathan. Now, folk are beginning to suspect that there is a weakness in his armor, and that this is the Achilles heel of this man. Is he humble? We said at the beginning we thought that was false humility. And I think that which is the real Saul is coming out. Now we find out that the Philistines are still able to make war, and they are coming strong against them. And we find here Saul is bringing the people together, and he is spending so much time taking credit for winning that which he didn't win. Verse 8, and I'm reading, "And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, 'Bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offering.' And he offered the burnt offering." Now this is again another revelation, because he's king. This man presumes. This is presumption on his part. A little later on, we'll find that a king by the name of Uzziah presumed also, and he was made a leper. Now, this man Saul here presumes, and he's going to take the office of priest. And we're told here in verse 10, "Came to pass that as soon as he'd made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him." Saul just wasn't willing to wait for Samuel. He's impatient, and he's presumptuous, and this is what happens. Now listen. "And Samuel said, 'What hast thou done?' And Saul said, 'Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. He had three good reasons, he thought. He's rationalizing, of course. Number one, the people were scattered. Number two, the Philistines were coming against him. And number three, Samuel's a little late getting there, and he's blaming everything and everybody else, his circumstances and Samuel, for what he did. Now, will you notice, verse 12, therefore said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal. That, may I say, is rationalization. And I have not made supplication unto the Lord. That's false piosity. I force myself. That's a lie. And I offered a burnt offering. This is Saul, friend.